What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. And I'm excited because it's Friday. And you know what that, do you know what that means? I know what that means. But do you know what that means? That means today is Fun Friday. We have to end the week out with a bang. All right. So every Friday, this is what we like to do here on Speak Your Success. We like to pull and share local fun events that's happening in the DFW area. Around pop culture, we talk a little bit about some trending topics, and then we even like to throw in a couple of laughs and make sure to send you out into the weekend full of fun, full of love, full of laughs, and just so that you can be prepared to spend some time with the family, okay? And just like I shared with you all earlier this week, we're going live every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, right? We're taking off that weekend so you have time to spend with your family and you have time to do what you need to do for yourself. Because over here, we believe in resting, and resting is essential. All right. So now I'm going to go ahead and bring out producer Britt, and then we're going to go ahead and get on with the show. Producer Britt, where you at?
What's up? Happy Friday.
What up? What up? Happy Friday. We're here. We made another week.
Hey, we made it. We here.
Okay. We here. Amen. Hey, producer Britt. What I want to do now, I want to go ahead. You know, it's Black History Month, right? All month.
Yeah.
All month. So I want to take a quick moment. I want to dive into my Black History fact of the day. I'm excited about this one. Yeah. So for my Black History fact of the day, I want to talk about Dr. Carter G. Woodson. And Dr. Carter G. Woodson, he's most notable for being considered the father of Black history. The father of Black history. And for his pioneering work that he did studying and popularizing African-American history. And he's most notably known for Negro History Week that ended up being
in the
Black History Month.
I wish he would have did it the longest month of the, you know, he should have started that the longest month of the year, not the shortest month of the year.
He didn't have no control in that.
But, I know.
You know, brother was trying to he was trying to take what he can get. You know, hey, he said they gave me an inch. I'm just gonna take it. Okay,
yeah,
I'm not trying to go a mile. Just give it an inch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, man, shout out to Dr. Carter G. Woodson just for, you know, the work that he has done. And he's one of those figures that I hear oftentimes mentioned through podcasts. And I even have one of his books. But, yeah, people always mention him and about all the work that he's done. So shout out to Dr. Carter G. Woodson.
Shout out to Dr. Woodson. All right. Wake for up sure, and be Black. Sure. Happy Black History Month, everybody. All right.
Happy Black History Month.
All right, what we got next?
Man, okay, so now what we're going to get into, y'all, this is a segment that me and producer Britt was going back and forth, and then she was like, Jonathan, I got it. And I said, what you got, producer Britt? Because every once in a while, we just exchange different stuff we'd see on Instagram, TikTok. And she said, Jonathan, we got to bring these people into our world and we got to let them know what I saw scrolling, what she saw scrolling. So this is our What I Saw Scrolling segment. Producer Britt, I'm going to go ahead and kick it over to you. What you got for us?
Okay, y'all. So yesterday, I believe this was yesterday, did y'all see there's only been two people in the NBA that have scored 40 points being 40. And that is LeBron James and Michael Jordan. So did you see this clip? Did you see this already?
I didn't.
This is nice. Will demand attention.
There's one three.
Shots, four steps.
And Curry missed layups last two possessions. James from the same.
That's two.
And Curry moves.
And this one right here, this is so special. Watch Bronny, so cute.
Okay, from the logo, says the three-point king, Steph Curry, is in the house.
What a moment, right? Like, you're on the bench playing with your dad. Your dad is LeBron. How cool is that? Like, I mean, I wasn't really showing it for the basketball part. It was the whole father-son thing for me. I just thought that was, like, amazing.
You know? For sure. Yeah. I mean, that's one of those things that we can't skip over, can't negate. So, yeah, I mean, I love that because I have a great relationship with my dad, and mm-hmm. I can't imagine what it's like hooping with your dad on the highest level. That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. So what else I saw scrolling was that the Southern University Human Beat Jukebox marching band, they're going to be performing at the Super Bowl. And this is their eighth time doing this. So that is insane. So the Southern University's...
I just got to chime in, Producer Bria. I'm sorry. What, I had to cut you off. Southern University is the baddest band in the land. Okay. down there.
You down are there, showing your age right now.
Southern University is the baddest band in the land. I didn't go to a HBCU, but if you ask Dr. Zacchaeus Johnson, who's at Southern University out in New Orleans, you know, or you hit up Brother Jordan, hey, they know I'm an honorary Jaguar. My dad went to Southern, got his law degree down there.
Okay. You're just legacy.
Respect.
All right.
Respect.
So the Southern University's Human Jukebox Marching Band will be performing at Super Bowl. It's 69, right? That Roman numeral is 69?
That's a great question. I wish I could tell you.
Somebody tell me. Yeah. Okay, Super Bowl 69 making their eighth appearance at the event. The band, known for their electrifying performances and representation of the HBCU, of their HBCU excellence, will headline the pregame show. This performance follows their recent participation in the West Coast HBCU Battle of the Bands and their appearance at the 2025 Rose Bowl. Yeah. I'm sorry. Rose Parade. Okay. Correction. Rose Parade. But yeah. So this is their eighth time doing it. They're doing the pregame. And shout out. Happy Black History Month. That's great.
Happy Black History Month. Southern, man. Down there on the bluff. On the bluff. Yeah.
All right. So what else?
I like that.
Okay. I thought you'd find this interesting.
In general, the book is about Black land ownership, the fact that we owned more land 100 years ago than we do now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the people in this room and the people listening know land is where you really build wealth. Like, property, real estate, that's where it goes. So the fact that we've been losing land while white America has been continuing to get these gains means that this racial wealth gap we keep talking about is because of this land loss. So I started writing this book because my family has land in North Carolina. My grandfather passed away in 2019, and on his deathbed, he was like, don't sell the land. Mm-hmm. Because that happens a lot of times. An older Black person passes on, and they're not sure if someone in the next generation values it enough to keep it in the family. And so it was just really important to us, like, no, we're not letting this go anywhere. That land means everything to us. There's no price that we will accept for it. But what we have now is still a fraction of what we used to have, even like my great-grandfather owned. And like, I'm a sixth-generation Black landowner. So the first person in my family to own land was my great-great-great-grandfather, Lewis Baker. He bought land like 10 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. And so to go from that legacy to now, it's like, how could I not value this? And unfortunately, in this country, Black is kind of like, they equate it with urban. Mm-hmm. So they think we only live in cities.
Right.
But most Black people live in the South. And most Black people come from grandparents who lived in these rural areas, but were disconnected just around the time when we could have made some money from it. So that's really what I wanted the book to be. It's like, we need to be championing Black land ownership, whether you're getting it on your own, whether we're fighting for reparations. But that needs to be a conversation in our community, because that's where real equity comes from.
What you got?
Talk to me. What you thinking, Producer Bria? Talk to me. What you got?
This is in your realm. You talk about this one for sure.
Man, so like hearing that, first of all, hearing that she's a sixth generation landowner, I think that is that's phenomenal for the way that their family has seen the value of land and then retained the value of land. Because at the end of the day, no matter what financial situations or what life situations they were faced with, they said, nah, we can do whatever else we need to do, but we're going to keep this land. And I think this is a great point. And I think she really is standing on business. Mm-hmm. for us to see and understand that we own less land now than we did back then, scary. That's scary. Producer Britt, that's scary.
I agree.
Because now the price of all the land is going up. Mm-hmm. And if we own less land now, it's going to be even less accessible for us to get, or it's going to be harder to get our hands on. So we got our work cut out, man.
I agree. And her book is called, her name is Bree Baker, and her book is called Rooted. So if you're interested in her book, it's called Rooted. And check her out on her Instagram, which is Bree Baker, at Bree Baker. So, I thought you'd find that interesting. So before we get into some sports, Graham Perry.
Don't get that money, don't stop.
Oh, Graham Perry. Don't get that money, don't stop. Don't get that money, don't stop. Okay, so Graham Perry, there was someone that won $2 million. Speaking of land, somebody just won the Mega Millions.
Do you play a lot? You play a lotto?
Nah, I don't play the lotto.
I'm just saying, because you
know, play the lotto?
Like, the no chance, man. The spec, I don't want nothing. Like, I mean, yeah, people say what they say about, you know, the money going to the Rose and all that. Nah, man, because the people that win, they're worse off than before they bought the ticket.
I agree.
What does that tell us? Like, this is not something that's beneficial. Even if you do win,
like, yes. Some people, they have the mask on when they go collect. They don't want anyone to see that they won. It's a whole situation when you win the lottery. And I learned that, say if the court or whoever gives the lottery the money for the lottery, if they don't have that amount of money, then you have to take what they have, or, you know, or they work some type of like other situation out for you. So if he won, what did it say, 2 million? But if they only had 1 million, I mean, which is what he's going to get after taxes anyway, then he would take that million. And you just have to be happy with it, because that's all that they got.
Wow. Now that's backwards.
Yeah. Speaking of not paying people, look at this. Okay. So this UMass student won $10,000 during halftime challenge, but the insurance company refused to pay because his foot was on the line. So watch this. So there he is making the layup. Made the free throw. Your simple half court, you know, game day operations. Three-pointer. I mean, he clearly practiced this. Okay, and now we're going half court, 10K right here. Made it, first time.
Cash in the sweat socks.
Update, Noah just got notified by the insurance company, he is not getting the money. They say his foot was on the line despite not being told beforehand that it had to be behind the line. Nah, you gonna run me my money. I tell you that right now. I'm fighting that.
Nah, bro. We gotta draw a line here. No pun intended. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. That's wrong.
That's not okay.
That's not okay.
And then what I didn't like was they didn't say what the insurance company. What's the company? Stand on business. What's the insurance company?
Yeah, doing? Yeah, that's true.
Let us know the insurance company, because they would have got, luckily, Twitter is not what it used to be, because they would have gotten fried, okay? Twitter would have found them, and they would have cooked them up, okay?
Oh, my gosh. On a lighter note, Nate Robinson announced 3 years ago that he had kidney failure, and he is now getting a kidney transplant. So, you know, we praise God for that. So go, Nate Robinson.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Nate Robinson, man. Shout out, because he produced a Brit. That boy right there. Jumping out of the gym.
Talk about it.
Nate Robinson, if you ever thought somebody couldn't jump, just Google Nate Robinson dunks. Nate Robinson was a problem.
Was he in the dunk contest at one All-Star game? Is that right?
I feel like he had to be. I feel like he had to be. Because he used to be getting dizzy. I mean, to be his height, he was not even, I don't think he was even 6 foot. But to be his height and to be in the league for the amount of years that he was able to be in the league, you got to have something. And that boy bounced out the gym.
Wow. Period. All right. Well, you go, Nate Robinson. I'm glad you're getting a kidney. So this this man, Jake Paul, has another fight lined up. And is his production company doing the headline? I think so, which I think is a whole bunch of cheating, to be completely honest. So, yeah, it's just a little unfair to me, in my opinion. And then my last story is a little bit of... Oh, my last story. Well, that's Jonathan's story. But my last story is I love Jameson Winston. He is hilarious.
Powder just coming off that thing. Oh, my Lord. Look at that powder. Hey, Jameis.
So if you know him, you've
been
eating
a lot of me.
Yes, I have, W. Bignet.
And then he does
but
like
I heard it is only one of you.
Well, Jameis, please take your time and eat me so you can savor every moment.
W. Bignet, I really don't want any heartburn, so I'm just going to make sure that I eat you as fast as I possibly can and drink some water to get rid of all the sugar that you have.
This man is having a good time.
I am a New Orleans staple. Everyone wakes up to come and eat me.
Obviously, no one really comes to eat you. They come to eat beignets because you're the only WBA that I ever made and got. What do you have to say about yourself? I asked for extra crispy, and you're a little soft. But when you look at this.
Yeah, he's just a good time. They picked the right person.
He is a personality, okay?
Yeah, he really is.
Jameis Winston is a personality. I have a newfound love and respect for him. I wish he had come back to the Saints, man. Come on back, Jameis. Come on back, man. You showed us what you can do in Cleveland. Come on back to the Saints, baby. We got a spot for you.
All right. You saw this scrolling. You saw this one scrolling, Jonathan. Talk about it.
Man, so we've seen the Jordan golf spikes clean, all right? Mm-hmm. But now with AI crossing over, I personally can approve of this. Why can I approve of it? Because one, I didn't know AI played golf at all. So I guess this is showing us something new that we learned about AI. But two, them bad boys is clean.
And this allows you a pair? You going on the green?
Hey, who going on the green?
I said, you going on the green? Gonna get you a pair?
Nah, I ain't going, nah.
Because I saw that they're a replica, but they're, you know, they favor or they're the same shoe as his Reebok shoe that he had.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't know that because
it's one of those things. I mean, the same with the Jordans. Like, it's one of those things to where when you make a shoe that's so iconic, because even like Deion Sanders, like you can go down the line. When you make a shoe that's so iconic, you set yourself up to where there's other people in other industries, they would love to have something that stylish. Because golf cleats or golf spikes have never been truly just, wow.
Right.
But now, you know, you got your Jordans out there, you got your AIs out there, and you know, a couple of other styles, but now's the time for all of us to
be. So you had a pair of those Reeboks?
You said, did I have a pair
of those Reeboks?
Of course I had a pair of them. Yeah, okay. I had a pair of them. Okay. I had a pair of the one with the zip. You got to, you know what I'm saying? Hey, got to.
Okay, guys, if you see anything that you saw scrolling and you want me to share it on the show, you can hit me up in my DMs on Producer Britt on Instagram or TikTok, and I will be sure to share it on Speak Your Success here on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. All right, Jonathan, to you.
All right. So, y'all, that wraps up what I saw scrolling. Now we're about to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to dive into some more goodies as we get ready to go into the weekend. So don't touch that dial, and we'll see you back in a few. Exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive. It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. That's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. All right. Y'all, like we said, it's Fun Friday. It's Fun Friday. I remember growing up, one thing I always looked forward to was Friday, because Friday was like, oh, it's the weekend. I get to do what I want to do. I get to stay up late. You now can still do that. But guess what? I'm not going to be there with you. Anyway, we're about to dive into some fun things that's happening this weekend out here in the DFW. And y'all, we want to find some fun events, not just for you, but also for the family and everything like that. So producer Britt, come on. Let's go ahead and break them into these fun events happening over the weekend.
All right. So you got your first one right here.
Trap and paint.
That's what, yeah.
So have you ever been to a trap and paint before, producer Britt?
No, I've been to paint and sip, you know, on the classier side. But, you know, I'm always down for trap and paint. You know, I can do it.
I mean, yeah. Like, so, okay, so picture this. So now, not only are they in Dallas, they're also in Houston, right? But this weekend, they're going to be in Dallas. And y'all, this is a unique event. It's been named one of the most fun-filled events of the year. Mm. On Saturday, February 8th and on February 9th, you get to treat yourself to some paint, a little bit of classiness, a little bit of ratchetness, okay? we all have a sophisticated ratchet in us. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's be honest, okay? Yeah, and then you also get your gourmet food, okay. You get your trap music, beautiful people, and a bunch of fun. So y'all, hey, it's going down this weekend. If you don't got your kids, or if you single, or if you got a significant other, whatever, come on out. Trap and paint, okay. Enjoy yourself, have some fun. What else we got coming up this weekend, producer Britt?
All right, what else you got? You got Afro Beats? Afro?
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. We got, okay, so with Afro Beats, right? One thing I can appreciate about Afro Beats is it gives you the opportunity. So this is an upscale experience, right?
Non-stop
Afrobeat music. Producer Britt, yes.
So you, we at the club, or what is this?
So it's a club. It's a club vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's a club vibe.
It's a lounge.
And it's free.
That's what people like to say. It's a lounge. You said what?
You can get in for free.
Everybody, even men. You know, they never.
Yeah, you can. So you can get in for free, or of course, you know, you can pay and, you know, do the whole situation where, you know, you get a little something extra. Oh man, yeah. But you know, one thing I like about this is, in college and in high school, you get the opportunity to go to parties, you get to go dance and do all that. But when we get older, we be trying to find a spot to where we can have a good time, where there's a good DJ. You know, they're gonna have sounds by DLE and DJ Expression. So, you know, you got these DJs vibing, and then the dress code is just trendy and fashionable. So, you know, you can do your dress to impress thing, you know, look good, feel good, have a good time. So be sure to check that out, y'all. Be sure to check it out. And that's going down February 8th. So that's this Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Afrobeats and Happiness, 1 year anniversary.
Okay, and then this is Afrobeats as well, right?
Yeah, that's Afrobeat. Look how much fun they have.
This is what it looked like when you inside. It looked hot.
That's what it looked like when you inside, okay?
It looked hot. Oh, Lord.
But that's what you know, you're having a good time. That's what you know is going down there.
Yeah. Y'all have fun at Afrobeats. If y'all go on this weekend, that's too hot for me. But, yeah. Okay, if you want to do something on a on a, you know, on a lighter note, you can go to the farmer's market.
Go to the farmer's market. And, you know, farmer's market is where, you know, they have people who have, you know, grown some of these products. You get to see people selling, you know, some local vendors and stuff, selling different stuff
like
that.
Have you been to the shed?
Have I been? I didn't go. I haven't been to the shed, but I went to a different spot like a couple weeks ago. Haven't been to the shed yet.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to this place called Cedar Farmers something, but it's over here in Dallas, and it's right by the farmer's market, and they just, you know, it's all farmers selling their produce, and cheaper than the grocery store, because I mean, a bell pepper is $3 at the grocery store. Just let everybody know that. So just one bell pepper is $3, you know, unless it's on sale. So this place, I mean, you can get a bell pepper for 50 cents, which is what it should be priced anyway. I know. That's why I'm excited to go. Okay, I'm going fresh in the morning. I'm like super excited. It's going to be the highlight of my day, actually.
Hey, that's what's up. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's keep on rolling.
So
if
you're just used to going to the farmer's market, you know, the shed is always there to go to. And then you popped in. Oh yeah.
Yeah. The Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is definitely some family fun. The city of Richardson and the Core District in Dallas Chinese Community Center. They're inviting us out for 2025, the Lunar New Year Festival. And this is fun for all ages, free event, y'all, where they got stunning dragon and lion dances. They got musical and martial arts. So, and they got like art making and calligraphy, specialty booth. So this is a great space if you have little kids and you're like, y'all got to get out this house because y'all going to drive me crazy. Take them to New Lunar New Year. All right, take them there. Yeah, definitely take them there. We're going to have more information down below in the description. But yeah, y'all, free event. And it's going to be located in DFW Chinatown. Okay. The epicenter.
That is in Richardson, not Chinatown. It's all Greenville.
They said the event going to be held in DFW Chinatown.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
okay. All right. Well, excuse me.
That's okay.
Okay. All right, well, those are all the events.
Okay, yeah. Hey, there's a lot of stuff happening this weekend. So get in where y'all you fit in. And if y'all see Producer Britt, out at the out at the market, be like, what's up? Let's take this selfie though.
Okay? Oh gosh.
Let's take this selfie.
All right, y'all. Well, that wraps up our events. And right now we're going to take our second commercial break and we will be right back.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. What's going on, family? We're back. And if you have not hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel, Speak Your Success Media, go ahead and take this quick moment and hit that subscribe button. Bing! And you will make sure that you don't miss any episodes every time we go live, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. All right now? All right. Producer Britt, so look, we just talked about the events that's happening this weekend. You got anything special happening this weekend? What's going down?
So So besides my excitement going to the farmer's market tomorrow morning, I'm going to a Galentine's party with my, you know, with my friends. So I'm excited. We got to, we get to wear our PJs. We're gonna have a celebrity chef, a chef from the Cowboys. My friend, you know, she's connected, and he's coming over to cook dinner. So I'm excited. I love a good celebrity chef.
Hold on, wait. What is a Galentine? Everybody might not know what is a Galentine.
Oh, Galentine. So you know, you have Valentine's, and you do that, you know, with your man, your significant other. But Galentine's is for your girl. So you're with your girlfriends, and you know, just loving on your friends. You know, women, we make a day for everything. So, you know, Galentine's.
I mean, y'all do.
Yeah.
Y'all really do. And
we turn Valentine's into Galentine's.
Say, y'all got it, man, because y'all, black women spending power is off the chain. Y'all got all the bread. Okay, for me, what we were planning, we was gonna take my son to Andretti's, and since he's not even two yet.
I was like, he can't
Since
drive.
He's not even two yet. Was gonna let him run around and let him think that he was playing the games. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Let him feel like he let him get an experience.
That's a good idea.
You know, let him get to see the bright lights and the cars and all these other kids running around. Yeah.
Not cool. Y'all trying to psych the baby out.
It's called wisdom.
Y'all psyching the baby out thinking he playing a game, but he really not.
I'm just saying, earlier we was talking about owning land. We can't own land if we just tricking off dollars everywhere. So we gotta, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We're talking about ownership. That's the word 2025. Ownership. Okay? Ownership. Anyway, so we're gonna hit that up. And then also there's a grand opening of an event space. And we're gonna pull up there, gonna check it out, gonna see what they got going. Gonna talk to some of the people.
What's the event space?
What's the name of it?
Yeah.
Oh man. So the name of the event space that we pulling up to tomorrow.
Oh, you can't say it on air or?
No, I can say it on air. Name of the event space is Artis Event Center Grand Showcase. Mm. It's out in DeSoto.
So it's an art event gallery?
No, it's called Artis. ARTIS.
Ah.
Yeah, like a name, like artists. Yeah.
Got it.
That's from what? That's from 1 to 3. It's from 1 to 4. Yeah, we're gonna pull up, show support, check it out, see what they got going on. Then after that, yeah, might hit Truck Yard. Like I told you about Truck Yard. Go ahead and get my little my cheesesteak.
That's right.
My little cheesesteak. Yeah,
you know
I
need to go, you know, I need to go back to Shells and Tails. I miss that place. I ain't been there in a while.
This segment is sponsored by Shells and Tails to Go. Okay.
Chef Jermaine, we coming your way.
Chef Jermaine, he is rooting for the Eagles, and he is rooting for the Eagles. Diehard Eagles fan. I wouldn't be surprised if he's gonna be at the game. I wouldn't
from
be surprised.
From Louisiana, rooting for the Eagles.
Okay, that's
food
his business.
Food truck in Dallas and DeSoto, crazy, all over the place. He everywhere, hey. Chef Jermaine.
Say he everywhere, and also them crab and them shrimp and that sausage, that's everywhere too. Okay. Yeah. Shells and Tails to Go, y'all. If you anywhere near DeSoto, you can either pull up to the food truck or you can go to their site and then you can order it and have it delivered to you.
Oh my gosh, you sound like a big bag right now. The way you talk.
Shells and Tails to Go. Big back.
Last time I had Shells and Tails, it lasted me 3 days. I mean, you know, I got a small stomach, but it lasts you because it's just so good.
It did its thing, man.
Yeah, it did its thing. It did its thing.
But yeah, that's what we got going. That's what we got going this weekend. Oh, and I'm going to a Super Bowl party too. So I forgot about the Super Bowl this weekend. Yeah,
I'm going to the Super Bowl party. Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're gonna hit it up. I'm gonna watch about half the game. We're going to see. Is it scripted? Is it not? Who knows? I'm not one of the people that really believe that.
Yeah.
But people really be out here saying that the games are scripted. But it would take too much to get what? Because you got 11 players on the field on both sides. So 22 players at any given time.
I mean, they say Vegas controls everything.
Man, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Y'all, tell us in the chat. is the NFL scripted? Right? Do they already have it set? Who's going to win? Do they not know who's going to win? Tell us in the chat, y'all, because I'm personally curious to hear what other people think. But I don't think that's a... I don't know.
I barely know anything about football. So, I mean, I don't know. And I don't bet. So, I don't know. But I just know they say Vegas, you know, Vegas has it all in their hands. So, however that works out.
Whatever it is, whatever it is. But, man, y'all, we about to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. Producer Bri about to get out of here. I'm about to get out of here.
Y'all.
Everybody, enjoy your week. But I also want you to know, y'all, I want to give y'all a quick final word before we get out of here. I want to give y'all a final word. I want you to make sure. There's going to be so many people that's oftentimes pulling around you, pulling at you, asking for this, asking for that. I need this. I need that. But you need to make sure that if you fill everybody else's cup, that your cup won't be empty. You need to pour something in your cup as well. You're a priority. You matter. It's okay sometimes to put yourself first and then serve everybody else around you. But family, I'm Jonathan Jones. That was producer Britt. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?